The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Siobhan Golang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, the Right Honorable Hubert A. Ingram Chambers, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Siobhan Golang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian 9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call on the show today, the numbers haven't changed. They are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. Or 325-4259, 325-4259. From Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. I have a question for you all that I hope you will give me some answers to today. So when you are listening to the, let's call it the political debate that takes place across the country. You could even say across other people's countries, because I know some of us follow US politics as well. And sides, so in the Bahamas, there's the FNM, there's the PLP, there's the DNA, there's the COI, and there's whoever else there might be. In the United States, there's the Republicans, and then the Democrats, or you might have some independent grouping. Green Party, you know, if you want to count fringe groupings. In the United Kingdom, you have the liberals, conservatives, and whoever else there are. And same thing in France, etc. But as you're listening to sides, because what I find sometimes really striking is how we can be looking at the same thing, but have absolutely diametrically opposed perspectives on them. Sometimes it's not even the perspective. Even our observation seems like they are just in two different worlds, right? Or that you can have, like you'll have a party claim one party did this. And you'll have that party that was accused of doing something say, we did not do that. And then they'll say, but your party did this. And that party that's accused of doing that would say, I did not do that. Okay? So you have a you say, I say. One party says, oh, the reason why this place is messed up is because of you. And the next party says, the reason why this place is messed up is because of you. So you have these diametrically opposed perspectives or points of view or observations. And these are observations, perspectives about a reality that you and I and them are living in. This isn't as if we're talking about some alien world outside the planet. We're talking about the Bahamas. We're talking about New Prama. We're talking about Eleuthera. We're talking about places where we actually live. And what is worse sometimes is, so the politicians have different perspectives on things. And you might say, oh, well, you know, everybody has to give their spin so that they try and get an advantage. What is so interesting is the people who live in the places that they are talking about can have diametrically opposed views about the same place they're living in, the same reality in which they're living. So Mike, because we are on the fringes. We are on the fringes of an election. It ain't, I don't know. Some people say the PLP may call it earlier. Early. I've heard that. And in case some of you PLP supporters get angry with me, I have heard that from some of your own supporters. I heard that from a supporter of yours wearing one of your shirts. And this is not anybody who is just out there and don't know what they're doing, I'm talking about. Okay? So I don't know that is true. I'm just saying. But we are on 2026. You know, this is now really essentially almost September. And then you got 2025 and then you bloom. So we're on the fringe of it. So what I'm trying to find out from you is when you are listening to this back and forth, like, how are you listening to it? How are you listening to it? Like, what are you thinking? As I'd love to know. I mean, how do you absorb it? How do you judge it? How do you assess it? How do you determine, if you can, why anything is believable or not? That's what I'm trying to find out today. I'm trying to find that out today. Because to you saying that I say it's going to happen. That's going to happen. That's part of the political dynamics. It's a debate. It's a competition. And so that's going to happen. And it is not generally now a competition for ideas. It is not. Can I say that to you, please? Well, you know what? Let me not say it. Let me just ask you if you think it's a competition for ideas, or is it a competition for the most impressive accusation of the other? Let me ask that. But my first question to you is, how do you listen when you are listening to Fred Mitchell, for instance, on the PLP side as chairman, Dwayne Sands on the FNM side as chairman, Michael Pintard as leader of the Free National Movement, Philip Brave Davis as leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, or Lincoln Bain as leader of the COI? How do you listen when you hear them speak? Because if you believe every one of them, then nothing is true or everything is true. because they all have differing perspectives on most things. Most things. How do you believe? How do you know what is true? How do you figure out what is true? Or how do you assess what you are hearing? It's basically the question. 323-623-2. 323-623-2. I'm going to give you some examples, concrete examples of what I'm talking about soon, but I'm just asking. 323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So let me give you a concrete example. Prime Minister Davis repeatedly says, when his party came to office in 2021 September. Is it right? So when his party came to office, he met an economy in free fall. That's what he says. He met an economy in free fall. The opposition, which was the government at the time, says that's not true. the economy was in recovery. Two diametrically opposed points of view about a reality you and I both live in. Okay? The prime minister says, when he came to office, they opened up the economy. He said that repeatedly. They opened up the economy. The opposition said, but the economy was open. Other than a curfew that we were going to remove in November, two diametrically opposed allegations or propositions. Okay? If you ask the Free National Movement, why is the Grand Bahama, why is Grand Bahama in the shape it's in, whatever that shape is, we can talk about that soon too. It'll tell you, well, the most recent thing, the leader of the opposition has said, it's both the government and the port are to blame for that situation. And the leader of the opposition was also careful to say that he wasn't saying only the present administration. He said because they were recently in office. So he's also roping in the government to which he belonged in that. That's a rarity, folks. That's a rare something for a political person to do. And so kudos to him. But that's what they would say. The PLP administration blames the Grand Bahama Port Authority and the FNM. they blame them too. Who diametrically who's to blame? One says it's all of us. The other one says no, it's the port and the FNM to blame. The bank fee situation, they both say the fees are going up and outrageous and something needs to be done. Not they both. The leader of the opposition speaking for the FNM and the Honorable Fred, speaking for who? I can't say right now. Here's why I can't say right now. Because the prime minister of the country, the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, has said the approach he is going to take is to sit with both sides because he, listen to this, y'all heard me say this and all. He said, because we live in a free enterprise system and we have to be careful how we deal with that. That's what the prime minister said, not the leader, not the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party and the Minister of Foreign Affairs. So I'm not sure whether the minister was speaking for the government or speaking for himself. But they both agree something needs to be done. They actually almost both agree on some legislative thing needing to be done. That is Mr. Mitchell and the leader of the opposition. But the prime minister doesn't seem to share that same view. At least not that same approach. The prime minister didn't sound as irate about it as the others did. And honestly, I thought the prime minister's posture was quite sober and quite the way it likely should be. But, you know, like when I get caught cheating, so I make excuses to why I cheat. Mr. Lang, I ain't opposed views, it's excuses. I don't listen to Lincoln, period, says this texter. So that's one person. So do you think about it? How do you listen? How do you listen when the political leadership speaks to you about these issues? How do you listen? How do you assess? This makes sense. This makes no sense. How do you determine? I believe her, I don't believe him. I believe them, I don't believe those people. How do you do that? We're going to take a break, and if you offer some answers, I'll read them for you. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
You feel like you've been you're looking for great value, fantastic flavor, and a choice for lunch today, go to Burger King Nassau and enjoy a King Meal deal for just $5.50, including fat. Get that signature flame grill taste you love in a Big King Jr. with all the fixings. Served with fries and a drink for just $5.50. Or if you feel like chicken, choose from the Chicken Big King Jr. or a six-piece nugget meal with fries and a drink for just $5.50, including VAT. Satisfy your craving for those BK flavors you love with the King Meal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch today's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply. Tell them.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not. Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Bago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. How do you listen to the political dialogue taking place in the country? The accusations, the allegations, the propositions, etc. How do you listen? How? To determine, I believe this, I don't believe this, I accept this, I don't accept this, etc. How do you listen? You have a call on the line, go ahead. Caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, good day, Mr. Lai.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm listening to you, and I thought about it, right? If I am to be believable, I should be able to speak truth where it can be seen, without fear that the truth may hurt me in the end. Mm. I would rather be truthful than to lie. So if I'm to blame for something, then I'll stand up and say, yeah, I can take responsibility for this. But if I turn around and just point finger on Chicago Lang and say, ain't nothing to do with me, it's Chicago Lang. I'm Chicago Lang. No. To me, how am I then to trust you? In order for me to believe you, I have to first trust you.
So you have all of the political leadership of the country speaking. How do you then assess what you believe from them?
All right, I truly don't know much of Mr. Lincoln Bean. And how should I say it? I'm still trying to figure him out. So I'm not sure what to believe in what he is saying. But I've seen from the PLP and from the FNM side. So like Mr. Pintard is saying, he is also taking blame alongside, he's saying all governments, which include FNM and PLP, and the poor, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. then he's mm-hmm. owning up to his responsibility of not doing more. You understand? Whereas right. the mm-hmm. PLP are just pointing fingers. I mm-hmm. didn't take the cookie out of the jar. So if you ain't see me take it out, it ain't nothing, I never touched it kind of mm-hmm. thing. You understand mm-hmm. me?
So okay.
for me, if I can hear or see you trying, at least making an attempt at honesty, mm-hmm. then you're more mm-hmm. believable to me. But if you only okay. go blame, I don't see where you could get me to believe you, because it can't be one person's fault when all of you guys were there.
So you like straight shooters?
I prefer a straight shooter. Even if he overshoots or undershoots, I know he shoots. But if you're telling me you never shoot, but things are being shut down, something mm-hmm. like, be honest with me. Let me make the decision as to whether or not I'm going to be with you or be against you.
Wow. Give me that choice. Powerful. That's powerful. Let me make the decision whether I am going to be with you or for you based on your telling the truth, speaking straight. Yeah.
So tell me everything and then let me figure it out.
I got you. Thank you. I appreciate you calling. This text is Mr. Langfred. Maybe PM doesn't run him again. He always fighting against the PM. Suck my team. See, he always fighting against the PM. I don't think he's fighting against the PM. He says things that the PM may have to come and clean up afterwards. He wouldn't be the only one. This text said, good afternoon. When anyone from the PLP speaks, I feel sorry for Bahamians who don't have the common sense or the resources to find out the truth, says that texter. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. This question is easy. How do we assess what politicians are telling us? You conduct your own research and study. Wow. There you go. Conduct your own research and study. There you go. You sound like a Berrian believer. Y'all ever heard of the Berrian believer? Let me take this call first. I'll tell you what that is. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Z. How you doing?
Hey, good man. What's up?
All right, well, the first thing I do, I listen with a good memory. You need an elephant memory. So if Prime Minister Davis said the economy was good when they first come in on the 16th of September 2021, I got to remember.
Well, he said it was bad. He said it was bad. It was in free fall.
Yeah, it was bad. So I have to remember how to go back the 3 years. Or them first. So first of all, you need a good memory. Like Sidney Crawley said, a lot of money missing. And then as soon as he went, the first speech he did, he say, no, the VAT money right there. It ain't going nowhere. You see, so you got to have a good memory. Like Dr. Dwayne Sands, I disagree with him. What he talking now? But the crime under the PLP, because crime under the death for them was the same thing. This government put up signs, say, 490 murders in 5 years. But then now, you see, they getting beat down for having so much murders underneath their watch again. So you need a good memory and you got to evaluate things.
I like what you're saying. You need to have context, historical context. You need to be able to remember what happened before.
Right. Because you see how Dr. Dwayne Sands talking now, right? And then when they win, they come and then it's business as usual. No, if you ain't coming to make different law change on high-powered weapons, guns, put different penalties on them, different time on them, raping little children, little girls, and things like that. Different penalties for murder. If you can't hang, if Amnesty International got your hand tied, like you say, life imprisonment or something like that and things like that. But if you coming in to just do business as usual, ain't nothing going to happen. A bunch of crime could be under their watch, too, if they went to, and then they can say the same thing. Oh, no, man, you know governments could do nothing with crime when they're in. That's they talk. But when they out, it's the other party is problem with crime. You got to use your common sense and evaluate things.
Okay, I got you, brother. But that I like that you got to have historical context. You have to be able to remember what happened before. His text says, and if a politician makes a statement, they need to cite sources or have a reasonable explanation for a statement, says this person. His text says, a person cannot say they will give every Bahamian $100,000 and not substantiate it. I tell them they could up my $100,000 when we get it. They wait for it. Say, watch and see. So how do you listen? How? So one person says, well, the way I listen is I remember. I try to remember. I have to have a good memory. What you say before? That's a good. What did you say before? That'll help. What in fact happened before? Somebody say you got to do your research and do your own research and so forth. Yeah. But now you say X, Y, and Z. But bro, listen, I saw this newspaper article. I saw this television newscast, etc. And it didn't happen that way. It wasn't done that way. Oh, you said you were going to pass this law. You said this law wasn't any good. But listen, look at what happened in the day. Got to have a good memory. I love that. That's true. I always think that, I often think that one of the things that is challenging, and actually, if you're a politician, it may be to your advantage to exploit this, is that a lot of folk don't have the energy or time or resources to keep track of what was done or said before. Even people in the media get caught up in that. They have no context, no historical context. They have no cultural context, no political context. They have no geographic context. So they hear things and really they don't really know what to do with it because they don't have it as something to match it, to compare it to, or to check it against. And if you are someone who people know has a terrible memory, doesn't check information you get, you are an easy target for manipulation. The Bible, in one of the epistles of Paul, talked about the Berean believers. And what they talk about the Berean believers was this was a place that they were preaching in. And they said, those believers search those things out for themselves. That's what believers say. Don't just take what people say to you. Go check it out for yourself. And when you have that, you know what, there is a quote that says, an educated people are easy to govern, but difficult to rule. Say, they're easy to govern. So you can establish law and order with an educated group of people, an informed group of people. But trying to rule them, as in, I can tell you a lie and make you do anything I say, I'm going to misinform you and make you manipulate you into doing this, and that ain't so easy with an informed, educated people. And so that's an incredibly important something. This text says, Mr. Lang, here's how I assess what I hear from politicians. I take what I hear from everyone with a grain of salt, especially Dwayne Sands and Fred Mitchell. I take both their statements with a whole bag of salt. That caller was correct. We have to have good memories and do our own analysis. Yeah. Anyway, let y'all speak. Y'all speak. Let me see. Oh, y'all chairman. Some of these folks don't rate y'all highly. I don't know. How do you listen? That's my question to you. How do you assess? So we have someone who says, yes, I listen to what you say and take it with a grain of salt. You know what a grain of salt means? That definition means, I don't weigh you very highly, very much. A grain of salt don't have a lot of weight. So, you know, I don't know. That's your whole approach, that you just both people say things and just you just take it with a grain of salt. You don't listen to it the same way enough. You just like, there's a politician, they're speaking, there's a grain of salt. That's what you do? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
For fast, reliable impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. To Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So, someone sent me a text, and Mr. Leslie Miller keeps warning these MPs to do better. At what point does the PM cut bait with MPs who will cause the team to lose? I count 26 that will lose if election is called today. 25 PLPs and one FNM that surely will lose. What do you want the PM to do with an MP who you say is not performing? The MP was elected by the people of the Bahamas. They can't, the PM can't fire them. He can fire them from his cabinet, but he can't fire them as MPs. Right? So how do you listen? How do you listen to the political dialogue? Like, for instance, what is true about Grand Bahama? Like, what's wrong with Grand Bahama compared to New Providence? Like, because the both political parties, both the prime minister and the leader of the opposition, that talks about the deteriorated or deteriorating state of Grand Bahama, in particular Freeport. Because you can't speak of the whole Grand Bahama, because the whole, in the context of the Grand Bahama Port Authority, because the Grand Bahama Port Authority has a responsible. East Grand Bahama and West Grand Bahama are the furthest east and west Grand Bahama. They are under the purview of the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Okay? So if you have a port license and you get a bonded vehicle under that license. If you drive east toward a certain point, beyond a certain point, you will violate the terms of that bond, that conditional duty-free bond you have, and the customs people will come and they will seize your vehicle and make you pay duty on that vehicle. Why? Because you have gone beyond the domain of the port authority that issued you your license. So the area beyond that, that's the government of the Bahamas. Same thing out west. Same thing out west. So if the port authority is not now then responsible for those areas, what is wrong with Freeport compared to those areas? What is wrong with what is wrong with Freeport compared to New Providence? Let's take the most obvious point. Let's take the most obvious point. Now, remember, both political parties express a view about the deteriorating. So what's so different about Grand Bahama compared to New Providence? Almost everyone you ask that to will say, oh, the economy of New Providence is doing much better, much, much better than Grand Bahama. Okay. Based on what? But you could see that, man, when you go to Freeport, the New Providence, but all the people, all those tourists, etc. Okay. I give you that. But it's a larger place, is it not? It's got more people. Like, Grand Bahama has 50,000 residents, if that. That's the population, if that. New Providence has about 270,000. 270,000 people compared to 50,000, you will naturally have much more economic activity. So that can't, that's five, more than five times the population. So you're gonna have more economic activity. They have multiple millions times more tourists, multiple millions more, right? So you're gonna have more economic activity, but is that how, is economic activity, the amount of economic activity, the way we assess whether you are abundantly better off than somebody? No, no. China has 1 billion people, America has 329 million. Do you think it's doing more economic activities? Who do you think is doing more economic activities? China. But is it better off than the United States of America? India too. 1 billion plus people. Who do you think is doing more economic activity, that has more economic activity? Better off than the United States of America? Maybe look at some other things. Okay, so let's look at an obvious something. You say, well, you take the population, you say, what percentage of that population that can be employed are unemployed? You could ask that question and look at the two places. Well, according to the latest release of the Bahamas National Statistical Institute, if you look at 2023, the last quarter, I believe it was, what was the unemployment rate in New Providence? It was 9.7%. But remember now, New Providence is doing abundantly better than Grand Bahama. What was the unemployment rate in Grand Bahama? 11.5%. That's roughly, the difference there is roughly 1.8 percentage point, 2 percentage points, okay? 18% difference. Meaningful, but you get the impression, listen, Nassau's unemployment rate is almost double digit, with all that economic activity, with all that's going on, it's almost double digit. In fact, it was their double digit quarter before. It was 10 plus percent, quarter before. And this is Grand Bahama now. Now think about this. New Providence didn't have Dorian hit it. Huh? It didn't have Dorian hit it. It didn't have... New Providence didn't have that. And that notwithstanding, the difference between the unemployment rates of the two places is under 2 percentage points. Yet, when you have... So don't get me wrong now. An unemployment rate of 11.5% in the population is huge for the population, right? And so the challenges and difficulties are significant for people in Grand Bahama. In New Providence, listen, how many people are discouraged? Are discouraged workers? How many? In New Providence, 7,000+. Are discouraged workers. What is a discouraged worker? Discouraged workers, listen to this now. This is in New Providence. This is what a discouraged worker is. A discouraged worker is somebody who, when asked by the Bahamas National Statistical Institute, are you working? They say no. Have you been looking for work in the last 3 months or so? They say no. That means why are you working looking for a job? Because I don't think none of that. That's called a discouraged worker. There are 7,000+ of them in New Providence. In that same place, remember? You remember all that activity so much better off than Grand Bahama? How many are there in Abaco, in Grand Bahama? 985. Right? Still, for the size of the population, that's significant. But I mean, I'm saying, though, there are thousands of people in booming, bustling New Providence who say, I can't find no work here. That's why I stopped looking. This text says, Morning Z, can you send about an educated person? It's easy to govern, difficult to rule. Yes, I can do that, but you got to send me this. You got to send me your thing by WhatsApp, okay? Send me it by WhatsApp. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. You mentioned Hurricane Francis.
Francis and Jane.
I can't speak for the rest of New Providence. My business is here, and we sustained losses of well over $1 million of the direct result of Hurricane Francis. So to suggest that we had no impact and Freeport did is not entirely correct.
Francis a gin? Could be. I don't. Could be. Okay. All right, so let me adjust.
Fine.
See, listen, you're not going to have an argument with me because I'm not going to argue with you. Let me correct myself then. New Providence did not have as big an impact from as Grand Bahama did from Francis and Jean. So you are one business. If you tell me that was spread across New Providence, then I'll have to look and see if that was so. But I know it was not so.
Okay. Went through Palmdale.
Sorry?
And there were quite a few businesses that were severely impacted. I was rather surprised. No. I thought the hurricane would have been very much a non-event, but it wasn't. As I found
I accept that is so, but let's be clear, man. You cannot compare. You cannot compare what happened in New Providence to what happened in Grand Bahama. You're in Francis and Jean. You cannot. You cannot compare. Maybe for your single business or a business, but you cannot compare to what happened in Grand Bahama. Not as a whole. Okay? This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Great topic, economics-wise. More is in Nassau, but I think the city of Freeport is better managed with less garbage. Well, lots of people think the quality of life in Freeport. That's why I'm asking, like, what is the difference between New Providence and Grand Bahama, when you hear descriptions from the political leadership about what is happening in Grand Bahama versus Freeport. Like there's $2 billion worth of investment taking place in Grand Bahama right now. So $2 billion worth of investments taking place in Grand Bahama. Let me compare that per capita to Nassau. Right? So per capita, that's $40,000 worth of investments for every member of the population. If New Providence were having that amount of investment, then you would have this this number of investments taking place in New Providence, $10.8 billion worth of investment. Is that what's happening in New Providence? Is there $10.8 billion being invested in New Providence so that its per capita investment is equal to that of Grand Bahama? So where is Grand Bahama worse off? We know it's worse off in terms of employment. That's a fact. We know generally it's worse off in terms of overall economic performance, especially over the past 20 years. But like you're charging the folk down here with not neglecting their responsibilities. They neglect to produce an unemployment rate in Grand Bahama now, not just Freeport. We don't know what the unemployment rate is for the people who live in Freeport. We only know what it is for Grand Bahama, East, West, and Freeport. And that's 11.7%. But the unemployment rate in New Providence is 9%. There are lots of unemployed people in New Providence. What's the government doing? Compared to the port. Someone might rightly ask. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio. Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Don't forget, we are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. BTC Flow channel 612. Let me say to my mommy, listen, at least 100 people are doing okay. And they tell me to tell you hello. Mommy, 100 plus people tell me to tell you hello. So when they ask you, you tell them Shivago said, yeah, he told me you said hello. 100 plus people. This text says, Mr. Lang is often discounted. Oh, by the way, Pauline Cooper was one of them. Former senator. Mr. Lang is often discounted by many, the destruction of Hurricane Matthew in Grand Bahama. My family was out of power for months too, but of course I am not discounting Francis and Ian. Yeah, Matthew, yeah. Got you. So how do you listen to the political voices that speak? These are important voices, okay? These are the current leadership of the country in terms of governance, and the would-be leadership of the country in terms of governance. There's our important voices. I didn't say you like the voices. I didn't say you agree with the voices, but they are important voices because the truth of the matter is they are your leadership. They are our leadership. And they are now the leadership, or they will one day be the leadership. And so they are important voices. What they think, what they believe, what they say matters. Matters a lot, and how you listen matters even more. Why? Because politicians are not unlike business people to this degree. Let me give you, tell you what I mean. A business person has an idea that you need a product or service and that they want to supply that product or service to you. And to do so, they try to know what you want. They're not going to sell rocks in their stores, not plain old rocks you could pick up off the ground, because they know you're not coming in any store to buy a rock you could pick up off the ground. They try to sell you food. They try to sell you clothing. They try to sell you water. They try to sell you housing. They try to sell you jewelry, entertainment, and these kinds of things, because they know you either need or want those things. So they try to get to know, you know, what will you buy, and how much are you prepared to pay for it? And, you know, what do I have to do to convince you to pay for it? Do I need to run some more commercials? Do I need to do get some flyers out there? Do I need to do some door-to-door knocking? So they're trying to cater to what they believe to be your appetite, your desire, your need. Well, a politician is the same way. Right? He is trying to provide you. He wants to be your choice for providing political service to the country, governance service to the country, leadership service to the country. And he wants to do that in a way that is profitable, meaning it gets him or her elected in the first instance and continue to be elected in the second instance. So he has to get to try to know you too. He has to try to get to know what you want, what you like, what you would believe, what you would buy, what you would think, what you don't think, and so forth and so forth. And so on the basis of that, he or she offers you up thoughts expressed in words in the first instance. Because if they're not in office, that's the first thing the only thing they can do, offer you thoughts expressed as words. And then when they get in, offer you services you will like, right? And so how you listen, meaning how you patronize what they are dishing out, determines whether they keep dishing that out or whether they curb it or whether they adjust it or whether they do something different, right? And so if they get a sense that, you know, and politicians know, they know, because politicians, what's said on Z Live stays on Z Live. So let me tell you, political people know that every voter is not the same, and that there are group of voters who are different than other groups of voters. And so they know that there are some groups of voters you cannot bring that line to. They know that. They know that you cannot say that to some groups of voters. And even if you say it, you are hoping, well, it's more of the people who I could say it to than the people I can't say it to. And that'll get me where I need to go. But they know that. They know that there are some areas where you may have to have a more sophisticated approach to things, and other areas know that. They know that there's some areas where the politics is less about ideas and more about what you could do for me personally. They know that. They already know. They know that. They know that, okay? And don't look on them as if with crossed eyes, as if they did something wrong. They know that from their experience with the people in the areas that they are dealing with. They know that. They know that to be a case, right? I would be telling you a lie if I said I didn't travel around. And there were some people who had no interest in what I could do for their community. They had no interest in what I could do for the country. They were not concerned about that. What they were concerned about was I need a new pair of glasses. My child needs a job. This refrigerator isn't working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have to guess on that. It was my personal experience. And then there were people who sat me down and they wanted to know extensively what I thought about this legislation and what I would do about this particular issue and how about this drainage issue in the community and so forth and so forth. So you have different groups of people and different kinds of people that you deal with. And so depending on how a politician perceives you listen, that might be what you get fed up. So how do you listen to them? How do you listen to what is said? I do not hold the view that many of you have, and you might say I'm biased. I do not look on all politicians or most politicians cynically, I don't. I really believe that a great deal of politicians want to do great good in the country. I do that on the FNM side and on the PLP side, I believe that. I believe they want to do good. I think they want to do fantastic. See, it would be politically stupid to not want to do good while you are in politics, because good is popular and popularity is currency and currency is electability. Can I say it again? Good is popular and popularity is currency and currency is electability for politicians, right? So if you're popular, the more popular you are, the more likely. Why would you want to do bad things to people? Now, that doesn't mean bad things doesn't happen while you are governing, but it does mean that you are not trying to do bad things. You're not trying to make a hurricane come to mash people's houses up. You are not trying to make businesses raise their prices to increase the cost of living to people. You are not trying to cause citizens to go out there murdering, raping, stuff each other so that the people feel unsafe. You're not trying to do any of those things. You want to do the opposite. Now, you mightn't be able to do the opposite. You might know how to do the opposite. You might not be effective at doing the opposite, but you definitely want to do those things. And most politicians in this country on the FNM, PLP side, or, you know, I don't know many of them on the other side, in the other parties, but I believe the same thing is true of them. They want to do good. They want good for the country. Now, when it comes time to fighting against each other, they just do some bad now because they just get nasty or low or ignorant or talk stupidness and stuff like that. That happens. Not to all, maybe not even the most, but to some. Some get caught up in that, right? And that drags down and dumps down and makes the thing less sophisticated, right? And that's the part of it, perhaps, that the dirty part of it, perhaps, that makes you think their hearts aren't in the right place. Because why? Because rather than talk to you about ideas that are compelling, they just talk about each other. And isn't there a statement that says, small minds, big, great minds talk about ideas, small minds talk about people. Yeah, so that's gonna happen, right? And I could sit here and talk about this and try to shame those who would do that. And I could guarantee you it ain't gonna change. Right up on them podiums, they'll go right out there and they will not talk about the issues. They'll talk, but them, they corrupt. Them, they did this. Oh, y'all even remember when? And they'll have their rag sheets that go around talking. When they don't say it themselves, they'll have their rag sheets to it. You don't know what I mean? Yeah, they're hired guns to write the nastiness. That's a fact. That's a fact. And they have no limits on what the nastiness they'll write. Why? Because if they think that you have an appetite, you, the public, the voting public, have an appetite for that nastiness, oh, you better believe that nastiness going out there. You think if, whether it's the Bahamas or elsewhere in the world, in many instances, you think if a politician thinks or a group of politicians think that if I get this nastiness out on them, this will cause their popularity to drop to nothing, they wouldn't very, I, some would not do it, I believe. Just on principle, I believe. Some. But boy, I don't know how many would resist that devil. And I talk about stuff that might have no relevance to governance. But they say everything is relevant. This text says, as usual, I'm telling you all point blank, and I run for political position, I ain't buying no fridge and store. So the F and M of PLP party put me in a good area to run in. My experience isn't that. I don't know what a good area is. You know, what is a good area? All areas of the Bahamas are good areas. All areas. And there are areas in which the population is financially able, less well off than others. So that's for sure. But my experience isn't that when I have gone in areas where people are more economically challenged, that most of those people are out there asking you to buy them fridge and stove and stuff. That's not been my experience. There have been those people, for sure. I had a fellow come and ask me for $30 during an election. Now, the election had already been called even. So you need $30. I said, my bro, I can't be giving you $30 during election time. That's called treating. And he cussed me from end to end. And I told him, I thank you very much and see you later. But that wasn't most people. Most people were either F&M or PLP, so most people already had decided what they were going to do. And then there were those people who wanted to engage you to find out what you were about. You know, when I first ran for office in Fort Charlotte, who was in the constituency that I ended up having, I think, almost an hour-long conversation with? Anybody guess? It was a remarkable thing for me, actually, when it happened to me. Remarkable. Actually, it happened to me twice. Anybody could guess? Ronnie Butler. Yes, the late, great Ronnie Butler was in my constituency there on St. Albans Drive. And we talked for a little while. And then also Ancient Man. They're there in Chippenham. So you meet people who, you know, they engage you about the stuff that you actually, it was my experience with some of that made me clarify my purpose for running. It did, because their queries and questions helped me to appreciate more broadly what the expectations were. Now, all those expectations weren't what the job was, but at least I still had to know, if these were the people I was going to represent, what the expectations are. So how you listen, if you listen with a querying mind, your politician coming at you a little different. This text says, Lang, we need them to run for Central Grand Bahama. We need who to run for Central Grand Bahama? Who's them? Oh, you mean the texter who say he ain't running in no bad area? what's wrong with Pine Ridge, Marco City, West Grand Bahama and Bimini, East Grand Bahama? What's wrong with them? Why Central Grand Bahama? We have a text here. This text says, Mr. Lang, I thought you guys could give cash and items during election. My aunt had her roof repaired by a politician months before an election. I'm curious as to why you can't give cash. Well, you can't even fix roofs. First of all, you say months before the election. Now, I'm talking once the election is called, that's when the law kicks in with respect to treating. So once the election is called, in any event, even provided it as a bribe to be doing something for somebody to get their vote. So it's not just cash. It's not just cash. It's any benefit you seek to give to a voter as an inducement to vote for you. That's called treating. So you could have a party. You could have a party in which you say, I'm doing this so I get your vote. That's treating, right? You could pay their electricity bill. That's treating if this is happening during the course of an election, right? So it depends. It's not just a cash thing. the relationship between a candidate and a voter during the election campaign is supposed to be an arm's length one in which what I am using to persuade you to vote for me is simply my proposition to you, meaning the things, the ideas I say that I am seeking, my party is seeking to do for you. We don't have laws against this, but there are even some who argue that all this t-shirt given and caps given and all these kinds of things we give away during the election campaigns could be regarded as cheating. There are those who sometimes make that argument, right? So it's not just a cash issue. It says, you are correct. I do believe the energy minister wants to produce lower bills and greater reliability on the electrical grid. The question is, are the actions being taken likely to lead to that outcome? And are they based on good information and sound decision? That is what I listen for. There you go. Right? There you go. You're making the point that I'm making. Yes, there's a part to do, but whether you can do it or whether the things that you are doing are the things that can do it or whether the things that you are doing are things that you should do it or whether you are doing those things the right way. See, you could be doing things that might get a result, but that might not be the right way too. It says, Bimini people too bigoted my family from there. That's not for me. The Bimini people bigoted? Yeah, I don't think so. They stand up for themselves. They're very independent. I don't know that they're bigoted. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze. Looking for strong investment performance and low fees? Visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Beat the heat with Dunkin's Happy Hour Colada Special. Every day from 4 to 6 p.m., enjoy refreshing medium colada for just $4. Dive into fun, refreshing flavors like strawberry, blue raspberry, and vanilla bean. Feeling adventurous? Try our frozen chocolate or frozen coffee. Whatever your choice, we've got the perfect cool-down treat. Hot temperatures call for frozen drinks. So swing by Dunkin' from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up a medium colada for only $4. Dunkin' Happy Hour. Sip, smile, and stay cool only at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Attention Bahamas. Embark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingram, Our Remarkable Three-Time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter One. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here, 0.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Lang Discoverment ain't fair. They fired Mario Bannister and he was locked up. Michael Johnson was put on leave with his whole salary. It is unfair. I have come to accept that in this world in which we live, extreme things can happen. So it's very hard to shock me, really, in terms of that something terrible or something, tragic has happened. But it is still possible for me to be greatly puzzled by some things. Right, greatly puzzled by some behavior of ours. And I have to say that the behavior that that person just referenced, not the government's firing or not firing, but with respect to this story of murder that is alleged to have happened, I have to tell you, I was shaken to my core. Shaken to my core at what I was presented with as to what is alleged to have happened. To my core. You know what I mean? When I tell you all I was shaking, symbolically, I guess if that's the word. I mean that literally. And for hours in the day and into the night, as I tried to sleep, I tried to rationalize in my head what I had been exposed to. I did. I tried to think. In any circumstance, any given human set of human beings, try to think about how do you get there? And these are the very complex, profound human issues that confront people who lead and seek to lead a country. See, leaders are not leaders of systems. They are leaders of the people who create the systems, who manage and operate the systems, and benefit from the systems. The people. And it is the people's capacity to think or not think, to believe or not believe, to do or not do, that ultimately determines the outcome of the society in which we live. Fortunately for us, and I say this without any fear of contradiction, any fear of logical contradiction. Fortunately for us, the vast majority of people in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas are civil people, unprepared, unwilling, do not practice violence not in the way that manifests itself as some of the tragic things that we come to see. The vast majority of young men in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas would not do such a thing. Fortunately for us. And it is a testament to something we're doing. I hear some of you lament on this country. I hear some of you talk about how bad the country is. I hear about some of you talk about how bad our young people is. Fortunately for us, your anecdotal expressions of lament are not in accordance with the actual statistical realities of our country. Fortunately for us, most young men, they do. I can't say that they are saints. I'm not. I can't say that they don't thirst. I can't say that they don't drink or they don't smoke this or smoke that, or they ain't gonna have some sex outside of marriage. I can't. Let me talk about are people good or bad. But fortunately for us, I'm saying the vast majority of young men keep themselves out of trouble, mind the company they keep, and do not practice violence. Unfortunately, there's enough of them to give us a cause for concern when their behavior manifests in a way that we can record. But I thank God that we are, for the most part, a civil country. Perhaps one of the more civil in all the world, actually. In all the world. Our ability to move freely about. Of course, we have to take and practice caution in some instances and circumstances and areas, reasonable caution. But still, generally speaking, we live in a civil country. This text says that's not apples and oranges, that's apples and horse dung. Way different scenarios. Which way different scenarios? I don't understand. Maybe I missed somebody. This text says, so once an election is called, the cash and services cease. Because I was going to say that all these food, drink, and services being given out before an election is normal during campaign season. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, right, I know too many people. I'm not saying that it has not been, but I don't know, certainly not in recent times. I don't know of any instance in which someone has been brought up on charges for treating anyways. It says, thank God, the vast majority in capital letters are civil people because of people like you. Thank you, Bishop. I appreciate that. I think actually, because of people like you, because if you look at your children, if you look at the children of so many, now you could have in a family children who may come out in the same home, and one is one way and one the other way, but lots of parents, man, in this country, they have done their very best to, or they did what they knew to do to cause their children to, one, respect other people, to appreciate other people's humanity, count one day and all that kind of stuff. And that has checked many of our behaviors, right? I mean, listen, if I had to take my own self as an example, my grandmother, they insisted, they didn't insist at first because we were younger, and so they took us to church, or they had us go to church. And in our churches, we heard things about God and the devil, about good and about evil, and about love and about hate. And that was stressed inside us. And then we went to school, and they tried to teach us how to be civil and social with other people, how to be respectful. And so we had a great many institutions that were impressing on us a way of life that lent itself to treating other people properly, man. So that certain thoughts don't even enter our minds when it comes to how to deal with other people. thank God for all these wonderful parents and guardians. You all be down, don't be like some people like that. Oh, we're so critical. Oh my God, we are so critical. You know why we're so critical? Because we're so ungrateful sometimes, because we just don't acknowledge the many benefits these people have poured on us. You know, let me tell you something. Do you know that even the extent of the civility expressed by the political leadership of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas has been a boon for the civility of this country? The Progressive Liberal Party took over from the Bay Street white dominated group. No bloodshed. There's a governing by the Progressive Liberal Party under Sir Lyndon Pinellas. He lost to Hubert Ingraham and the FNM and turned the thing over. No bloodshed. No contestation. No hollering but who cheat. No hollering but who robbed them. Civilly moved on. Oh, people didn't like it. People wasn't happy, but we moved right the heck on. Ingraham, 10 years. Christie, pick over from him. No bloodshed. Moved right on. And so on and so on and so on. And that display of civility has been a nurturing for the political culture in our country. It does not exist in many countries. Even some in our region cannot say that. I watched a documentary about politics. Of course, every documentary that you might have about Bob Marley and his historic One Love Peace concert in Jamaica will give you the context of that concert. And the political violence that attended events before that concert, I mean, it was something, man. Lord, that country, thank God Jamaica has moved on to better times. So even the political leadership of this country is to be commended broadly for the restraint demonstrated in not choosing a violent path and choosing the way of civility in the practice of our politics in the country. I know a part of that is that maybe in their sensing, you don't have an appetite for that. Or we get in our families, we row about our politics and we row about our religion and we do on. But people know. And that's as far as it's gone for us. After we didn't finish, we sit right down and eat some crab and rice and fry fish and some plantain and coleslaw. And the people who don't drink may have a Vitamalt or a Coke. And the people who just drink may have a beer. I love this country. And I love these people. Oh, y'all just make me mad too, and I just make y'all mad too. But I love y'all. You hear me? Y'all, I love y'all. And you row me and I row you. But I love y'all. I love this country. I don't always want to be here. I mean, you know, I like to go away too. But I love this country. I love so many things about this country, man. I do. And yeah, y'all is frustrate us. We frustrate ourselves sometimes with the way we are, with the inefficiencies and in some areas and in some circumstances and at some times. But oh, I love this country, man. I love a lot of things about this country. I love I can get up in the morning, go take one coconut off my coconut tree, bark the coconut, pour the water out and drink it, crack the coconut open and go eat the jelly. And our food. No, you can't eat that food. You cannot eat our food without moderation, because it won't be healthy for you. But oh, my God, it tastes good. Oh, it tastes good. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We are going to take our final break. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion. We'll be back.
Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, letting you know that. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday.
So what you think we should do? I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me, and I
text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me getting out of this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final moments of Z Live. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text is Mr. Lang. We have our challenges, but we are some of the most civil people around. That's a fact. I mean, I think that I can't see that being disputed. I don't think anyone can produce evidence that would be against that statement. Anyway, so when can I give you a little? When you're listening to political people, meaning political leaders, people seeking your support, people who support, who already have your support. So this is a basic guide framework for listening to them. So listen with reasonable suspicion and curiosity. Listen with reasonable suspicion and curiosity. How do I know my suspicion is reasonable? My suspicion is reasonable if I don't at first just take and accept what you say, but at the same time, I'm not accusing you of telling me a lie or being untruthful. If that is true, then I'm being reasonably suspicious. Unreasonable suspicion says, I don't accept at first what you say, and I believe you're lying to me. I believe you're trying to mislead me. I believe you're trying to misguide me. That's not reasonable, because unless somebody demonstrates that they are seeking to lie to you or mislead you, etc., there's no real reason to believe them to be doing that. And a reasonably suspicious person will say, well, you know, I'm listening, I'm hearing, but I am not accepting or denying. And then I said, reasonable suspicion and curiosity. Curiosity says, but I want to know more. Therefore, you can tell me more, curiosity. And so the reasonably suspicious and curious person then sets out on a 5W mission. What's the 5W mission? Who? Who are you? Who said that? Who did that? What? What did they do? What is happening? What do I know? What don't I know? When? When did it happen? Where did it happen? And why? Why did it happen? You know, what caused it? What would cause it? So you take a kind of journalistic approach to getting as much facts as you can, so that now you might be able to transform your reasonable suspicion and curiosity into confirmed awareness of the truthfulness or untruthfulness of the claim made, or to more persuasion than not. Because you can hear something and not know the absolute truth about it, but you could be more persuaded about it. Remember Mrs. DM said to Paul? Said, oh, Paul, Agrippa, almost thou persuadest me. It's possible. It's possible. Jesus used to say of his disciples, oh, ye of little faith. He didn't say they didn't have any faith at all. He just said your faith was small. It's little. So reasonable suspicion with curiosity is the way you want to listen to your leadership. That's the way adults should do things, should do it anyway, you know, because it helps us to stay open, but not too open, and stay, as somebody said, searching, studying, researching for yourself. So you can, you know, you can then more reasonably wade through all the things that you are going to hear and are hearing, no doubt. Now, it takes a bit of discipline for that. And it takes a bit of effort to be that way. Now, if you don't have that discipline or you don't have that effort, well, you don't have it. What you can do? You make up your mind, you do what you have to do anyways, right? But those who share with others, and maybe that becomes the thing that creates a defining moment in a decision for lots of people, right? We on this show, you know, that's what we try to do. We try to be reasonably suspicious. We try to, with whatever evidence exists or good sound reasoning we could muster, try to put an issue where we could have it. It doesn't always land well. It doesn't always make folk happy. You might not even always get it right, but that's the attempt, right? That's the attempt always. First of all, there's no one out there who I dislike. No one. No one. As God is my witness, I have no human being on planet Earth I say I dislike that person. None. There's some people I don't want to be around too often, but there's nobody I can't be around. You hear me? Nobody. So there's no personal anything in it for me. There's some people I don't like their approaches. Some that people don't like mine. I understand that fully. Right? But at the end of the day, the aim is Can we get clarity? You know, that's my mission in life. My mission in life is to be clear and to bring clarity. Yeah, I have a consulting page I used to do when I was in the consulting business like that. And it used to say my mission was clarity. Because when it's clear, you can make choices. You can, you know, you can determine how to maneuver. But when it's not clear, life is much harder. This text says, I always follow the principle, trust but verify, which is attributed to U.S. President Ronald Reagan. Yep. So this says, good afternoon. My electricity bill has not gone down since July like what has was promised. I am paying over $200 more in surcharge now in the last billing cycles. My actual usage is only $100 plus. They also charge in VAT. I went from a total of $200 plus bill to now $500 bill. It's terrible now, you know. So every time somebody has said this, you know what has been the retort of the BPL people or some government member? Your usage went up. I don't buy that. I don't buy that. So I don't know what everybody's bill is for July yet, but the bill should be out now. I remember Dwight rightly correcting people when they were trying to say, oh, the bill was up. And Dwight said, no, you got to wait till August coming at you. The bill should be out now. Is the bill lower? And it's easy to check your usage because every bill has what your previous usage was and what your current usage is. And so you could compare the two. And so nobody need to tell you a story about your bill. You can tell your own story. That's like me and my bank statements. You don't need to tell me no story about how much the bank charging me and how the bank fees going up. I look at the bills from statements from last year, this year, and the year before that. And they ain't changed that much. I'm talking about my bills. The same statements they sent out. With ATM fee charge, 60 cents per transaction. If your transaction is $50, it's 60 cents. Deposit, 60 cents. Your service charge, monthly service charge fluctuates for me. From what I've seen, between $18 and $25 or something like that. Right? So nobody can tell you whether your bill went up because of usage. You could look at your bill and see if your bill went up from use for because of usage. This text says, I found that comparison by the texter for the removal of the director versus the commissioner of police illogical. I always thought that only the governor general can remove the commissioner of police under the advice of the PM, but the PM can directly remove the director, can he not? That's what I learned in police 313 at UB. But this wasn't about the commissioner of police that person was talking about. This was the head of DU, right? Or whatever. And so the question is, what you should say and can say is there is a process that is prescribed for dealing with people, senior people like that. And that's the process that I understand and believe is being followed. There is no such process like that for the managing director or anybody at the thing, right? He was appointed by the PM. PM don't want you there. He can remove you. So that's for sure. So I do agree with you that there are definitely some different circumstances governing the two. It says, thanks a lot, guy asking about the quote on educated persons. Okay, yeah, you got it. No problems. I got that for you. Our final text here. This text is still waiting for my free electricity from election promise. Good luck with that, bro. Good luck with that. Ladies and gentlemen, so glad you could join us today. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.